smashed. I'm a little dressed. But we in the club, man. Oh. Yeah, they hate, but they broke though. And when it's time to pop, they a no-show. Yeah, I'm pretty, but I'm loco. The loud got me moving slow-mo. Ayo, Tweety, where the hoes, bro? Ayo, Keys, where the hoes, though? That other nigga here.
Hey, how's it going, guys? This is Cody.
This is Carl.
We're about to hit you with the fifth episode. This is the NFC West. So we just want to say thank you for subscribing. Please continue to do so.
Yes.
But now we're going to take on the NFC and get going on this journey. So, Carl, first and foremost, who you got up and what does Vegas have them at? What do you have them at?
Okay, we're going to start off with the Arizona Cardinals. Prediction is 9.5 for Vegas. Last year they were 13-3. My prediction for this year is 13-3 as well. I could see them going 14-2, but definitely I'll take the over. With 13-3, favored in 13 games, three games as dogs versus Seattle, Minnesota, and Carolina. And the reason I see them as 14-2 is because I think they could win one of those dog games.
Oh yeah, definitely. I think they beat Seattle as well. Yeah. It's kind of embarrassing because like we're sitting next to each other, but you just looked at my notes because I also wrote 13-3. So obviously awesome. You're consummate professional. This is my team. I have. Really making some noise in the NFC. Yeah. I think they're going to be in the NFC Championship game. I like this team a lot. So I definitely have them at 13-3, but I wouldn't be surprised if they did even better. God damn it. Anyways, that was Carl picking up his phone in the middle of a podcast. Sorry about that. But anyways, yeah, so I have them really making some noise in the NFC.
Yeah, they have a very strong run-blocking offense. They were ranked fourth last year, which explains why David Bullet Bill from Mario Johnson and CJ2K Johnson had a good year. Bullet Bill amassed 1,038 all-purpose yards, 8 touchdowns, and 4 receiving touchdowns. Ridiculous for a rookie who only started 5 out of 16 games. So they are going to come back with a nice roster. I love their receiver core. Larry Dynamite Fitzgerald, the real Fitzgerald, 32, turned 33 next year. And they got speedy receivers, John Beep Beep Numero Uno, Brown, and JJ Beep Beep Numero Dos Nelson. My favorite bunch, though, is Michael Floyd. Started in only 6 games last year due to injury. Finished the season strong with 849 total yards and 6 touchdowns.
Yeah, he was a monster last year. I don't understand any of your nicknames.
Both those guys are fast.
Who do you have for offensive MVP?
Offensive MVP is going to be David Bullet Bill Johnson. He's going to be starting off the year. So I think from the gate, he's just going to go off. And they have a nice a run offense, offensive line. So yeah. I think that should be good.
No, they signed Evan Mathis, too.
Oh, yeah.
That was a good signing. Actually, Calais Campbell said when they were recording for when they were training for training camp, he said during David Johnson's rookie year that he was going to be a Hall of Famer.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, that speaks volumes because Calais Campbell is obviously a really good player. For me, it's Michael Floyd.
I love him.
I'm a big Michael Floyd fan. I think this year he's really going to take the reins and kind of take over as the alpha dog of that receiving corps.
Mm-hmm.
He's a lot younger than Larry. He's really physically talented. Great hands. If he can stay healthy, I think he's going to be a difference maker.
849 yards and only started 6 games.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Who do you got for defense?
It would be Chandler Jones, who they just acquired from the New England Patriots, one of the best pass rushers in the league. But I'm going to go with Deion Buchanan, a safety turn linebacker, just a beast all over the place. Impacts the games in numerous ways. He had 119 total tackles and 3 fumble recoveries last year. But like I said, he impacts the game, and he's all over the field. So I'm going with Deion.
Yeah, no, he's probably my favorite player in the NFL. He's just a really fun guy to watch. But for me, it's going to be the Honey Badger.
Okay, I can see that.
Arguably the best defensive player, just a real difference maker. And ever since he came in the league, he's proven everyone that, you know, doubted him wrong.
Can't go wrong with either player, man. That defense is just talented.
Really crazy. So, anyways, who do you got next?
We're going to go with the L.A. Rams. The Vegas got them at 7.5.
Oof.
Yeah, last year they were 7-9. My prediction is for them to finish 7-9 again.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
They drafted Jared Goff. Goff. And to go along with 2 TDs, 2 wide receivers, one being Farrell Cooper out of SC. South Carolina, for those who don't know what that is, who is essentially the same type of player as Tavon Austin. So I think they just added another playmaker to go with Tavon, and Todd the God Gurley.
Yeah, I had them at 3-13. This offense is horrible.
Yeah, it is.
It is horrible. Don't name Farrell Cooper. He was like a fifth-round pick. Tavon has proven not to be anything more than a gadget player.
That's what I'm saying. Now they got two.
Yeah, they have two. So two guys who are going to let you down and not catch the ball. Their leading receiver is Kenny Britt. And then outside of that, it's really crazy. Stedman Bailey's out here getting shot. But Tavon is just like, I don't know. I love Tavon, who's good for one really explosive play every five games, but he's not a reliable receiver. Mm-hmm. And I like Gurley a lot, but he can't carry the whole load yet. So I think this team is really flawed. It's going to be a fun team to watch to put some plays, but I don't even like Goff that much either. So I got them at 3-13.
Oh, but that defense, though, that defense is crazy, and I think that defense could keep them in a lot of games.
It could. Who do you have for the offensive MVP?
Offensive MVP is going to be Todd the God Gurley. Played 13 total games, amassed 1,106 rushing yards, 10 TDs. Not much work in the passing game, but, like, who cares? You know what I mean? When you're doing that on the ground.
Yeah. No, I mean, he's incredible, and he's probably going to be top running back next year. For me, it's going to be Jersey's own Kenny Britt from Bayonne as well. That's where Carl lives. He gets in a lot of trouble, but he seems to get his life together, and, you know, once he really focused, he's a really talented player. That's how Barrett, like, who else is there? I don't want to pick Kenny Britt.
But, you know, Tavon's going to be a better offensive player.
I don't know. He just got hurt. We'll see what happens with that, too. I don't know. Kenny's going to get a lot of action because there's no one else to throw to. They lost Jared Cook. Kendricks is a better blocker than he is a really pass catcher. He's not a huge threat on the outside either. So Britt's going to have a lot of opportunities, and, you know, it's his prove-it time because his NFL career door is shutting. So that's who I got. But who do you got for defense?
Oh, man, the one and only Tremaine True Johnson. Seven interceptions last year, okay. One TD, 71 total tackles. I think he's going to stay true to the position and hold down the cornerback slot. They just lost Janoris Jenkins to the Giants, so I think True is going to do his thing next year.
Yeah, I like that. For me, it's my favorite player to watch the entire NFL, and I think probably going to be the defensive MVP, Aaron Donald. What he's able to do, as fast as he is, for as big as he is, weighing 300 pounds, he ran a 4.6.
Oh, yeah.
I called that he was going to be the defensive rookie of the year he was drafted. I was correct. I'm calling him to be the defensive MVP this year.
He's a monster. Robert Quinn, I think he's going to open up things for him. He don't have to do it all on his own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely. So that's all I got for them. Who you got next, 49ers?
Oh, yeah. We're going to the San Francisco 49ers. Right.
Yeah.
Vegas got them at 5.5 last year. They were 5-11. I'm going with the under at 4-12.
Okay.
I think they're going to be in the battle for the number one pick this year. One of the toughest schedules of the league.
Yeah.
Their best addition, in my opinion, was Chip Kelly.
Yeah.
So moving forward, I think, that's the only thing they have going for them, man.
Yeah, that's it.
Both offensively and defensively last year, they were ranked in the bottom half. So.
They probably had the worst offseason of any team last year when they lost all those players and their coach.
Yeah.
Tom Sula did not work out. For me, my record prediction for them is 6-10.
You have them winning two more games.
They play the Rams twice. I think they can beat the Rams. So that's just kind of how I see them at. There's some things to build upon, and you know what? It's going to sound unorthodox. I actually like Blaine Gabbert in this offense. I think everyone wants to see Kaepernick. I would love to see Kaepernick just as a football fan. But what we saw from Blaine Gabbert last year, he might be faster than Kaepernick. Okay. He's a really athletic guy.
Yeah. And they held their own at home, too.
You know who else really showed up is the other Celek, the other tight end Celek. He's really good in that offense once Gabbert took over. So
yeah.
I wouldn't be shocked if they put up some points and have some surprise games at home. But I don't seem to be much better than 6-10. They got to completely rebuild that team. But they did get a little better on the offensive line. Anthony Davis is coming back.
Yeah. I like that. But they just lost Ian Williams for the season.
Mm.
So that's going to hurt them defensively. And you got to remember linebacker Aaron Lynch is suspended for four games.
That's true. Who do you have for offense, though?
Offensive MVP, if he can stay healthy, I'm going with Carlos Hyde.
Yeah.
I really like him in this Chip Kelly offense. And I think Chip Kelly's going to future him a lot.
Yeah, I mean, there's no one else to really give the ball to, so I like him a lot.
If he can stay healthy, though.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people are saying he's in for a big year, so I'd love to see that. For me, it's going to be Torrey Smith, just because there's no one else really to give the ball to.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's due for a big year. One thing that Chip is good at, other than, you know, he's not going to get along with his players or, you know, any of that, but he is good at finding a space for his receivers in the slot. I could see Toy making a name for himself there.
Yep.
Because I think that he'd really make that his bread and butter. So that's what I have that going for, but I don't expect
any. And he'll take more shots deep, so.
Yeah, this is a very boring offense, so I'm not expecting much out of that. Who do you have for defense?
The only player on the defense, Navarro Anchor Bowman, man, whopping 154 total tackles, most in the league, and two and a half sacks, one forced fumble. So there's nothing else that needs to be said.
Yeah, Marvel, man. It's really cool to see that he came back from the knee injury because that was scary.
And that's impressive. Game. And led the league in tackles.
Yeah. Crazy. He's a monster. For me, it's going to be Eric Reed, the safety of the draft out of LSU.
Yeah,
I like the prospect of him and Jimmy Ward coming together. I was a big Jimmy Ward fan as well. I think Eric Reed's a really good safety. He can really lay the lumber. Pause. But he's a really good hitter. And he can go in coverage too. So I like Eric Reed a lot.
Yeah.
So who do you got for Seattle? What's Vegas have him at? What does Carl have him at?
Vegas have him at 10.5. Last year they were 10-6. My prediction is the under at 10-6. Again, even with one of the league's easiest schedule, they're very much capable of losing six games because they have one of the worst O-lines in the game.
They do. Their O-line is so bad.
And they might come back this season with a brand new O-line because they lost Russell O'Connor.
Yeah.
And they lost J.R. Sweezy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They lost other players previous years.
Yeah. So. That is a really bad offensive line. That's underrated. I have them at 12-4 still. There's just so much talent in this team all around. I think when we saw when Marshawn started to get less carries, Russell Wilson – who is just, I don't like Russell. Well, I'm future Hive all day. So I don't like Russell like that. But he really emerged as a passer last year. So I think that he's going to really take it next level. Doug Baldwin came into his own and might be one of the top receivers this year. He's going to get a lot of looks. I like him a lot. I like Tyler Lockett a lot. Mm-hmm. I like Jermaine Kearse a lot.
And they get Paul Richardson back.
And they get Jimmy Graham. Fuck, you're putting, how dare you?
Paul Richardson, he's a speedster.
Jimmy Graham's coming back. The top tight end in the NFL's coming back. That's going to be crazy. Also, Russell's so weird. The only Seahawk he invited to his wedding was Jimmy Graham. That's weird. He's a weird dude. Give future his kid back.
Papa Russ. Papa Russ.
Who do you have for offensive MVP?
Offensive MVP is going to be Russell. Papa Russ Wilson. Mm-hmm. I really like, he's going to be the main guy on the offense. And every single year, since his rookie season, he's coming back and throwing more on passes. And so I really like Russell to be MVP.
Okay, I like that. I mean, there's a lot of players you can choose from. Me, it's going to be Doug Baldwin. That catch he made against Minnesota in the playoffs. That was probably the best catch that I've seen last year. He's always been a really good producer. I like him a lot. I wouldn't be shocked if Thomas Rhodes had a really big part in this offense too if he's healthy. I like him a lot.
Oh, yeah.
I think there's gonna be a lot of opportunity for him as well. But it's all gonna fall on the offensive coordinator to really make sure that they get creative because, like you said, the offensive line is terrible.
Yeah.
Who you got for defense?
Defensive MVP is gonna be Cam with a K, Chancellor, playmaking and impact of defense. First two games last year he was out. They lost without him. Back shut out the Bears 26-0.
I didn't like a shot the Bears.
And then they beat Detroit. But Cam Chancellor, man.
Yeah. I mean he's a fun player to watch. For me it's gonna be Michael Bennett. He's kind of cut from the same cloth of what Justin Tuck was. Just, you put him outside in the first two downs, inside in the third down, he goes to D tackle and he really is just a mismatch for these slower guards and centers. He's just been a menace forever. They need to pay him more money because Michael Bennett, I think, is one of the more underrated players in the NFL. So he's going to be my top defensive MVP for the Seahawks.
Okay.
Who do you got top offensive player for the division?
Like I said, I think the Seahawks is going to future Papa Russ a whole lot. So I'm going with Papa Russ here. I think if the Seahawks are going to win, they're going to need him to throw the ball and throw the ball a lot. They won't rely as much as on the run this year. So going with Papa Russ.
All right, and for me, I got David Johnson. I think he's going to take the next step. It's going to be between him and Todd as the top rusher in the NFL this year, I think. I like them both a lot. There'll be a lot of opportunities, but plain and simple, I just like the Cardinals offensive line a lot too.
I would go with David over Todd for the simple fact that the Rams, the only thing they got going for them is the run game, and they have offseason. The teams have offseason, and they're going to be studying tape on how to stop him, and I don't think he'll be doing the same thing he did last year, which is ridiculous.
David has better hands, too.
Exactly.
Who you got for top defenses?
Top defense is going to be Navarro Bowman.
Okay.
I mean, so I think San Francisco, that's their only really playmaker on that defense. So I'm going with Navarro Bowman. They can hold it down for them, and they're going to lean on him a lot.
I like that.
Especially with Aaron Lynch being suspended.
Can't go wrong there. For me, it's going to be Aaron Donald. I think he's going to have 15 sacks this year, a defensive tackle, which is kind of unheard of, but I think he's really going to make a name for himself this year and be a household name by the end of the season. He's going to be the next Warren Sapp when it's all said and done. He's
just dominant. Ooh.
Big fan of Aaron.
We got high hopes. We going to see.
So, who do you have winning the division?
I got the Arizona Cardinals winning the division, man. Yeah. Like I said, they're going to be the 13-3 or they're going to be 14-2. So, man. They just gonna take over. They have an easy schedule. I think it should be a breeze, man. I think they're ready for this run, man.
Yeah, no, I like that a lot. I have them winning the division as well, but I do have the Rams coming in at the 5 seed and the for the wild card spot.
So you have them?
Not the Rams. Excuse me, the Seahawks.
Oh, whoa, whoa. I thought we had another bet alert.
No. We got the NFC South coming. We got some bets coming for that.
Let's go. But
we'll get that to you soon. So, anyways, guys, that's the NFC West. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening, man.
And be on the lookout. We got the NFC South coming up soon.
I'm beyond all that fuck shit. Hey,
little mama, would you like to be my sunshine? Nigga, touch my game, we gon' turn this shit to Columbine. Ice on my neck, cost me 10 times 3. $30,000 for a nigga to get free. I just hit Rodeo and I spent like 10 G's. I just did a show and spent the check on my mama. When I go and vacay, I might run out the Bahamas. And I keep like 10 phones, then I'm really never home. All these niggas clones, tryna copy what I'm on.